And for Off the Block, I'm Zane Lips, and we are now joined by Springfield men's volleyball head coach Charlie Sullivan after his team got a victory against Sunny New Palace in five. And coach, it was a matchup between number one and number two. It lived up to the hype as you guys were able to rally back from a one-game deficit and get the win. How would you assess your team's play tonight?
You know, we always have really good matches with New Paul. They're really tight. They're a good program. They always figure out how to way to put a competitive team out there. The coach do a really good job. So we knew we were going to be tested. It was going to be tough. And we went down 2-1. And at that point, we just tried to keep on playing and make it long and understand the match better and better and get better and better as the match went on. So I think our guys did a good job of hanging in there a little bit.
Coach, and one of your players tonight offensively, Jared Anderson. 21 kills, 317, and really seemed in the fifth game to really carry you guys a bit offensively. Can you just talk about what you saw from him on the court tonight, especially late in the match?
Yeah, it's we have a young team, and like our team, Jared mirrored his progress during the match and the season. He's just absorbing a lot of information, getting in some tough situations for the first time, thinking about some things differently, and processing things really well. So, you know, I think he, like I said, our team kind of mirrored his progress during the matches. We got better and learned how to take smarter swings and got a little read on what they were doing a little bit. So he did a good job of putting it all together when it counted. So that was really cool.
And, Coach, yeah, I have to ask, obviously, you know, you guys are playing, you know, the goal is a national championship. But when you have a matchup like this, one versus two, how hyped does your team get during the week in preparation for this? No, it's a big match, but also it's only one in terms of the standings.
Yeah, we had a really nice week. We played last Saturday, so we had a little rest, and then we had some analysis with some video and some studying, and we put a plan together, and we were kind of able to control our way through the week, which was really nice. And I think that might have been a little advantage. New Paul played a tough match on Wednesday night, and so they had a little more busy week than we did, so. Maybe that was a factor during game five, but it was a really fun week. We got to just, you know, lay it all out and be pretty prescriptive about the whole thing. So it was fun.
Coach, I have to ask you about one of your serving specialists you had coming off the bench tonight, Austin Sesko. Obviously had the game-winning kill in the first game, but what does that mean? What does he able to provide for you, especially coming off the bench, to have that weapon you can utilize?
Yeah, so he's done a good job of just staying in the gym and making a consistent serving move back there and making a consistent move. And for sure, you're exactly right. To have a reliable source like that off the bench is just a really big asset for us. And he did great tonight.
Coach, talking about that first game, actually, just want to wind back a little bit. You guys are down by about 6 points in that one. Open up, able to rally back, get the win in overtime. What was the biggest adjustment you guys were able to make in the middle of that first game when you were trailing?
Yeah, with 13-19, and really our guys from the baseline, it just became a little bit of a certain pass. And our guys from the baseline were able to get on a couple good seams and steal a couple quick points, and then we got a block, and we just got some momentum. So I think it was really from our baseline that enabled us to come back from that deficit.
And, Coach, you look at the atmosphere in your gym tonight. It was very, very raucous, at least from the online broadcast. Can you just talk about the support that you received tonight from the community?
Yeah, the whole weekend's great. I mean, this is the Hall of Fame Classic. It's a showcase event for the Hall of Fame. It's kind of an event that we show and the community responds to, as we not only get our campus to come to the gym, but we get a lot of outside teams to come, which is nice. We have a nice clinic tomorrow where the teams run a clinic and the people in the clinic, adults and kids, boys and girls. I get to really spend a lot of time with the players, which is awesome. And then and we have a match tomorrow night. So it's exciting for our guys because it's kind of their way to give back a little bit and help volleyball out in the community. And then our campus jumps on. You know, I think 1v2 with the whole whiteout. And, you know, that goes. That was pretty easy. So our campus, we have a great community of volleyball here on Springfield College campus. And they showed up and with all their muscle tonight. So it was a really great environment, really great crowd. And it was just a fun night of volleyball for sure.
And Coach, just to follow up on that, obviously, you know, big game atmosphere. You mentioned a little bit earlier, kind of a young team. Were you happy with the way your guys responded to kind of that big game atmosphere tonight?
Yeah, for sure. For sure, we did some things silly and made some erroneous errors, but for sure, we were able just to compose a little bit and try the next rally at our best potential. So I did think they held up pretty well for a young team. It could be a foundation for our season, which is really nice.
All right, Coach, and final question. We'll, you know, moving forward a little bit, obviously a big win tonight, but I know every coach are always looking for things that their team can improve upon. What's maybe one or two areas that you're hoping to shore up on before as you guys begin to make that postseason push here? And as I scary to say, we're almost near the second half of the season, at least past the first quarter turn.
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy. But in Division III this year, Vinny, it's really tight. There's a lot of parity, and there's a lot of teams that have good arms out there. And so we definitely need to get a little more consistent as we're going to face some good competition tomorrow night with the winner of the BR and Stevens match, which is going on right now. And then we have, you know, teams coming up our schedule that it's going to be a really tough season. So we got to get some more consistency and get back in the gym, and let's see how we can get a little better.
Perfect. Well, Coach, those are all the questions I had for you. Anything else you'd like to add?
A lot of players from Long Island. There's a lot of players from Long Island on the New Paltz team, and from the Central College team, coached by a special coach down there, Coach Desi, and he was diagnosed with cancer about a year and a half ago. He passed away about 2 weeks ago, and so we had, you know, the teams, I think both teams had a lot of players that were coached by Coach Desi, and both teams had warm-up shirts with his foundation on the back, and I think it was a pretty cool moment for all the guys from Long Island that were touched by him. He's a really special coach, a really special guy. You gave them for a love for volleyball, and it was just kind of a cool part of the evening as well.